السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم، لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My respected honorable elders and brothers in Islam, the world is full of different laws, and one law is when water does not move, when it stagnates, then that water becomes murky and moss and other impurities begin to live in that water, and the result is that good pure water becomes now unusable for consumption. Similar is the case of our deen. Insofar as our Islam is concerned, our deen is concerned, our iman, our taqwa is concerned, it cannot afford to stagnate, because stagnation is going to create a retrogression, and that person then moves further and further away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah save us all. And this is one of the reasons why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought about these months, like the month of Ramadan, these moments, these ibadat, like that of fasting, so that there is progress insofar as our iman is concerned, there's progress insofar as our recognition of Allah is concerned, and as a matter of fact, there's progress insofar as we ourselves recognizing our own selves. Be that as it may, when we look at this fast, to us it is about abstaining from eating and drinking and keeping away from fulfilling our carnal desires from sehri to iftar. And undoubtedly that is the definition of a fast. But what is the higher objectives and what should be our aspirations insofar as fasting is concerned? Before we go there, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to address the month of Ramadan. إِذَا دَخَلَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ, when this month of Ramadan used to come in, and when Ramadan used to begin, he used to say, Ahlan limutahirina. Mutahir is a purifier, something that purifies something else. We'll have milk, for example, that is pure, but it cannot purify. You cannot make wudu with that. But you have water that in itself is pure, and it is a purifier. So here he is drawing our attention to the fact that one is the month in itself is Mubarak, but this month has the potential of making us also Mubarak. This month has the potential of us gaining closeness to Allah, purifying us from our sins, purifying us from our bad habits, purifying us from our bad akhlaq and our bad qualities. Or is it in Ramadan it only gets worse? But nonetheless, the ulama have stated that the higher objectives of fasting need to be kept in mind. So they say that there is one fast that is an average fast that a person would keep, like you and I, sehri to iftar, no food, no drink, no fulfillment of carnal desires with the niyat of roza. That is the general fast of the general populace. Then they explain the aspiration part. And Allah give us the tawfiq. And Allah bring us to the stage. They speak about the fast of the awliya. They speak about the fast of the sincere, pious slaves of Allah. Besides not eating, besides not drinking and not fulfilling their carnal desires in the stipulated time, they go on to a continuous fast. And that is to keep away from haram. To keep away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To keep away from ma'asiyat. Now, like how fast is abstinence, we are abstaining from one thing that is halal in the normal circumstances. We need now to aspire and we need to make dua and make an effort that during the fast and at every other time, I remain completely away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was ma'soom and every Nabi is sinless. But just listen, just give an ear to one dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqqini min al-dhunubi wal-khatayaya كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. معصوم نبي سلس نبي ليغفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. That نبي محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم once petitions Allah and is asking Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, create the distance between me and my errors, my slip-ups, my sins, like how you have created the distance between the east and west. I keep far away from it. Does this not give us an idea? Has the idea ever come to us that we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah keeps us away from sin? One is the determination, the other is asking from Allah. Then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah cleanse my heart from all the ills of the sin and disobedience and wash me like how a white piece of cloth has been washed and is once again cleansed. Such is the Nabi of Allah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu once complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his memory. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches him a dua, just one part of that dua. Allahumma arhamni bitarki al-ma'asi abadam ma abqaytani warhamni an atakallafa ma la ya'nini وَارْزُقْنِي حُسْنَ النَّظَرِ فِي مَا يُرْضِيكَ عَنِّي. He's asking, he's saying to Hazrat Ali, make this dua to Allah. O Allah, have mercy upon me, bitarkil ma'asi, so that I may leave sin. Now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was never transgressive. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was no sinner. But here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching this ummah, you and I, that on the one hand, we are in this Mubarak month in which we get impurified, but now there needs to be this aspiration and ask from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save us from sin. Just to go through the other part of the dua, which is also relevant and important. وَرْحَمْنِي أَنْ أَتَكَلَّفَ مَا لَا يَعْنِينِ. On the one hand, it is the issue of sin. On the other hand, it is an issue of frivolous activities. How many of us waste our time in matters that do not concern us? How many of us waste our time in which there is neither dini, ukhrawi, and dunyawi benefit? There is no benefit whatsoever, but we are wasting our time. وَرْحَمْنِي أَنْ أَتَكَلَّفَ مَا لَا يَعْنِينِ. Allah, have that mercy, shower that mercy upon me, so that I will not do that in this month of Ramadan. People are trying to keep the roza on the one hand, and they want to pass time, and they want to go on and on. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching him this important dua. وَرْزُقْنِي حُسْنَ النَّظَرِ فِي مَا يُرْضِيكَ عَنِّي. And the third dua, Allah, let me have a good opinion about those things that you will be pleased that I carry out. Wallah, let me have a good opinion about those deeds that you will be pleased when I carry it out. Now here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with good deeds, but the thing is, sometimes we don't see good as good. And here we're beseeching Allah that I see good as good. Nonetheless, the fast of the awliya, the fast of the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, entails that keeping away from sin, not only whilst we're fasting, not only in the month of Ramadan, but for our entire life, we keep away from sin. And if perchance, Allah forbid, there is masiyat, there is an act of disobedience, an act of transgression that has been committed, then we make tawbah and we seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will most certainly forgive us. And then we get the mubarak words of Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a sahabi, and once he was addressing his students and he spoke to them about various aspects regarding the fast. We would have heard these in different words, in different talks, but the simple message is that when you fast, then let your ears also fast. Let your ears also fast. In other words, do not listen to anything that is haram, be it by way of music, be it by way of ghibat and gossip and slander, be it by way of others belittling someone and we hear about it. Keep away from all of those things. And of course, there's never a vacuum in Islam. So what we need to do then is we need to listen to the words of Allah, to the Quran, the Kalamullah. We need to listen to the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the advices of the Sahaba. And then the second, he said, keep your eyes away from sin. In other words, fast, and let the eyes also fast. That keep it away from anything that is haram, anything that is illicit. And then he spoke about the tongue. Keep the tongue away from any form of lying, any form of batil, any form of falsehood. And then he gave a very beautiful advice: keep away from all the maharim. Keep away from everything that is haram. And then he said, one imperative of fasting is do not harm your neighbor. Here, neighbor is not only the person that resides next to you or 40 doors away, but neighbor was sahibi bil jam, the person that you come into contact with, the person that is next to you. Do not harm that person. You keeping your fast for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then you vent your emotions and your anger on someone else. You need to be cautious. And in the next advice, he said, be dignified. Be dignified in the month of Ramadan. And hold on to the word that he uses is sakina. Be in a state of tranquility. Immaterial, whether it is a summer fast, whether it is cloudy or the sun is shining, or immaterial of how you had your day. Be dignified on the one hand, and on the other hand, you need to be in a state of tranquility whilst you are fasting. And then the last advice he says, create that distinction between the month of Ramadan and out of the month of Ramadan by obviously increasing your acts of virtue and your acts of ibadat for the sake of Allah. Then the ulama go on to the third degree of fasting. Allah grant us this. They say that this is the fasting of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam would fast like how Allah had commanded them, whatever the stipulations would have been. And of course, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were masoom, they were sinless, so they kept away from sin. But Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam's fast was to keep away what they termed as ma siwallah from their hearts. To keep away everything but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the heart. If we paraphrase this, to bring Allah into our hearts. Allah grant us the tawfiq. Once Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi was having some discourses with his students, and somebody asked the question about this month of Ramadan. What is this month of Ramadan all about? So he explained, the month of Ramadan, if you do a comparison of the human body, then it is like the heart to the rest of the body. If the heart is alive, then that person will live. And if the heart is dead, stops beating, then that person is gone. Similarly is this month of Ramadan. That if this month of Ramadan is alive, if this month of Ramadan is alive with our good amal, alive with our good akhlaq, this month of Ramadan becomes alive with the love and the recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then obviously the rest of the months will also follow suit. But if this Ramadan becomes dead, and there's no differentiation between Ramadan and non-Ramadan, then obviously a person's whole life is completely destroyed. In this discourse, one aspect, the one comparison he does about this month of Ramadan is that it is like Ummul Qura, Al-Balad, Makkah Mukarrama, to all the other bilad, to all the other cities. So amongst the distinguishing factors of Makkah, one is the multiplication of ibadat, the multiplication of reward for our ibadat. We heard it, the one nafal Allah multiplies and the reward is of one fard. One fard Allah multiplies and the reward is 70 fara'id. Our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri Sahab, Atalallahu Baqa'a, has just given this by way of an example for us to understand. If a government makes an announcement that bring all your copper, bring all your iron, your steel, and we will give you the price of gold. And the price of gold we know. What will happen? As it is, we're looking for our copper pipes all the time. But what would we do? We will try and acquire as much so that we will exchange it for the price of gold. We get paid for the price of gold. He said, this is what Allah is saying to us. That one nafal, compare it to a fard. And Allah is giving you the reward of one fard. And one fard, Allah is giving you the reward of 70 fara'id. So go for the opportunity and seize this opportunity in this month of Ramadan. So the haram, Allah multiplies the rewards. The month of Ramadan, Allah multiplies. Another parable or another association between the two is that all the other cities besides Haramain, Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara, Dajjal will never be able to enter. And in this month of Ramadan, Shaitan does not enter the heart of a believer. Allah has made that royal arrangement that this is taken out of your life. What you have to deal with is now your own nafs and your own desires. So Allah has taken one enemy that we cannot overpower all the time, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left that one enemy that we have to deal with in this month of Ramadan. So the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, they struggle, they fast, their mujahada was one to keep ma siwallah, everything but Allah, away from the heart and bring Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala into the heart. And this is one of the aspirations that we have to have, not only in the month of Ramadan, but throughout our entire life, this should be a struggle. Keep away from masiyat, keep away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if perchance, there is an error, there is a slip, there is a sin that we have committed, then let's not hesitate and go back to Allah and seek forgiveness. And number two is that struggle to keep everything and everyone out of our hearts and to bring Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts. Friends, let us understand, how is this going to come? It does not terminate with the sighting of the moon or the hilal for the month of Shawwal and the day of Eid. This is a continuous struggle. Let us heighten these aspirations. Let us heighten these struggles. Let us fight our desires only for the sake of Allah. And let us keep Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as our goal and as our objective. And let them understand, one was the preparation for the month of Ramadan, and one is the preparation for Yawmul Liqa, the day we meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.